News release. Niagara Health. Kimberly and Nick Forma knew they needed the right name for their new baby boy. It had to be something sturdy and powerful, just like the baby who caused a stir every time he moved during Kimberly's pregnancy, and whose kicks even caused fetal monitors to fall off her belly during labor. "I had a feeling in my womb that he would be very strong," Kimberly said. "Every time he moved, I morphed. I said, we need a strong name for a strong baby." In addition to being a force, Clark Forma is also the first baby born at Niagara Health in 2025. He arrived at 12:28 a.m. on January 1 at the Murata Family Hospital, much to the delight of many, who had their fingers crossed he would be the New Year's baby. Clark's due date was December 31. Kimberly's contractions started Monday, December 30, but she was induced late Tuesday afternoon when there were no signs Clark was eager to make his entrance. "He wasn't ready to go quickly," Kimberly said. "I just wanted a happy, healthy baby to arrive. Everyone we know and everyone we met said, hold off as long as you can. I was getting annoyed by it," she added with a laugh. "I'm happy he's out. I'm happy it made everyone else happy." Weighing 4.42 kilograms, 9 pounds, 12 ounces, and measuring more than 53 centimeters, 21 inches, Clark joins older brother Killian, 3. By late morning, Nick said Clark had already broken out of many swaddles, given his fingers some formidable squeezes and tried on 3 newborn beanies before finding one that fit. Kimberly and Nick, who hail from Welland, were presented with a trophy from the nurses on the women's and babies unit and a gift basket from the hospital auxiliary gift shop to mark Clark's auspicious arrival. "They were so excited," Nick said. "That came in and said, Happy New Year. Happy first baby of the year." "The nurses were fantastic," Kimberly added. "They were all so loving and kind. There were zero complications. It was a very, very positive experience." Clark joined 3 other babies, including a set of twins, born at Niagara Health as of 1 p.m. on January 1.